And now for Lightning Jim in his thrilling adventure, Jesse James Helps the Marshals.
Well, looks like something's quite strange around here.
I can't imagine what's the train stopping here for?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the engine broke down.
Keep your seat, folks. Hold up.
Good. Did you hear what he said?
Hey, don't move.
Don't move, boys.
Whitey!
You're the trouble, Lightning.
Train was just held up and robbed near Baxter.
Jumping, yeah, minute. I bet you it was that Yeager, Jesse James.
Let's go, Thunder.
In the years following the Civil War, the name Jesse James struck fear and terror in the hearts of the peaceful folk in Missouri, Kansas, and the Great Plains country of the West. In the following Lightning Jim adventure, we relive those stirring and exciting days when Jesse James was public enemy number one on the plains. We join a crowd of men gathered in front of the sheriff's office in the town of Center. The sheriff has just posted a reward sign.
Well, there it is, boys. $5,000 reward for the capture of Jesse James, dead or alive.
$5,000 is a heap of cash to offer for one man, Sheriff.
Oh, that ain't so much money, Tom.
You're darn tootin' it ain't so much, mister. It'll be $25,000 if the law don't soon catch up with them critters. And I'm hoping it'll be my good luck to turn the trick.
That's the way to talk, Sheriff. Why, say, if there was more sheriffs like you, Jesse James wouldn't have a chance.
Of course he wouldn't.
Sheriff!
Hey, yes? What? What do you want, Bud?
Sheriff, they done it again.
Done what again? Who are you talking about?
The James boy.
The James boy?
Sure. They just held up the train at Cottonwood Junction.
Well, you sure it was the James boys?
Sure. I was the conductor on that train. There was five of them, Jasper.
Five, eh?
I'm sure the leader was Jesse James himself.
Well. All right, boys. We're getting up a posse right now and going after them critters.
Right. Come on.
The James boys just held up a train at Cottonwood Junction. Looks like we got a little competition, Jesse.
Yeah, reckon we gotta find out who it is, Frank.
Yeah. It's too bad the sheriff didn't know he was meeting up with Jesse James.
Quiet. Remember, you're Cousin Elmer and I'm Tom Howler.
Well, boys, that train at Cottonwood Junction was a cinch.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, but the best part of it is the James boys is going to get the blame.
Yeah, that's right. You said a mouthful, Boots, and we're just beginning. All we got to do is pick some nice, juicy, ripe banks and trains, and the law badges will think it's Jesse James. That ought to give you a real laugh, Boots.
Yeah. Especially since I used to be in the James gang myself.
Yeah, that's right, Boots. Well, what happened to you?
Well, had a little argument with Jesse one day.
Uh-huh.
He's got a trigger-finger temper, and when he gets mad, he's like a wildcat.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, I drawed and he drawed. And when the smoke cleared, I was carrying three bullets and he was gone.
Yeah, what do you know about that? Well, you can thank your stars you lived to tell about it.
Yeah, but someday I'm going to meet up with Jesse and even up that score.
Well, you're the only one in this bunch that knows Jesse James by sight when he ain't got a mask on.
Don't worry. I'll let you know if we ever run into him.
Well, I ain't worrying about that. You boys stick with Missouri Mike and we'll all get rich.
Don't you worry. We're with you, Mike. We're with you.
What's our next move, Mike?
You and Pete and Jake go back to the hideout. Me and Boots is going into Center. There's a gold shipment due out of there, and I'm aiming to find out about it. You boys wait till we get back.
You betcha. We'll be there.
See, Lightning, I forgot to ask you where we was going.
To a place called Center, a railroad town.
Oh, you think maybe that's where we'll find them Jesse James boys?
I know about that, Whitey. But if it was the James boys who held up that train at Baxter, that means they're working this country.
Yo, say, you ever met up with this Jesse James?
Nope.
Well, then, how are we going to know them if we do meet up with them?
Well, the pictures was on the reward sign.
Oh, I saw them.
But that might not help us much, Whitey.
Oh, well, why not?
Well, this Jesse James is a clever Jasper. I figure he keeps himself pretty well disguised.
Your lightning, that makes it pretty hard to tell you.
Well, cheer up, Whitey. Just remember that the James boys have fooled every sheriff and marshal in the country.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with us?
Well, not much, I reckon, except that we can't feel too bad if we don't meet up with them.
Yeah, I tell you, I heard so much about this Jesse James. I think I'll be pretty doggone disappointed if I don't meet him.
Well, who knows, Whitey? Maybe you'll be the lucky Jasper to catch him. There's a $5,000 reward on his head right now.
$5,000?
Yeah.
Say, if I had that much money, I could eat all the steak dinners I wanted, by golly.
Well, son of a boy. Come on, Whitey.
Yeah, what's the trouble?
Look down yonder by the river there. For them cottonwoods.
Yo, what the fellas and horseback, what about them?
Well, they look suspicious to me, Whitey. The minute they saw us, they rode off fast.
Yo, by gallies.
Come on, Whitey, let's follow them, Jasper. Let's go, Thunder.
Oh. I think we give them the slip, Mike.
Maybe so. But we ain't taking chances. We'll separate here. You go south and circle back to the town. I'll come in from the west.
Sure. Say, who do you reckon them hombres might be?
Your guess is as good as mine. Might be law badges.
Yeah. I'll meet you at the cafe in town.
Yeah, all right. Say, look.
What?
Yeah, men. And they're coming this way. Come on, we'll slip into them trees over yonder and wait till they get by.
Yeah, get up there.
Looks like them James boys covered up the tracks pretty slick.
Yeah. No use following this trail.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody's coming.
Yeah. Two riders.
Maybe them.
Yeah, wait a minute. We won't need to go after them. They're coming this way.
No, they're turning down to the river.
Nation. Maybe it's them James varmints. Come on, boys. Come on. Get up there.
Come on.
Put up your hands, whoever you are. We've got you covered, and we'll drill you if you make a move for your guns.
All right, mister.
Yeah. That's better. Take a good look at them Jaspers, bud. See if you can tell if they're the ones that robbed the train.
Yeah, sure. I don't recognize the big fella.
Yes?
But that skinny hombre with him looks like he might be one of them.
You sure?
I reckon so.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sheriff, but you boys...
Shut up! I'll do the talking and you do the answering. Where the Sam Hill are you?
Oh, Thunder. Ho, boys. Steady now.
Hey, what'd you call that horse?
Just call him Thunder.
Thunder? The only horse I ever heard of that name belongs to a United States Marshal.
That's right. Belongs to Jim Whipple, Fort Anderson.
Why, sure. Lightning Jim. Never met up with him, and I never seen his horse, but I've heard plenty about both of them.
Well, Sheriff, that horse is the real Thunder.
Huh?
Yo, and there's this Lightning Jim.
Lightning Jim.
Yo, by golly, it's Thunder and Lightning. No.
Those Jesse James hombres are sure giving us a headache.
Right. You say there was a train holed up at Cottonwood Junction?
Yeah,
that's right. I was the conductor on the train when it happened.
How many was there?
Five. And they was all wearing masks.
Well, was there any gold on the train?
Yep, not on that one.
So they only got cash from the passengers, huh?
Yep. But there's a gold shipment due to go through today or tomorrow.
I see. Are you sure about that, Bud?
That's what I heard.
Well, I think I'll go over to the railroad and find out for sure.
You think those varmints will try it again so soon, Lightning?
Well, they might. James' boys work fast and unexpected. If they hear about the gold, well, they might strike again.
Yeah, Lightning, you don't need me, do you?
Why?
Well, I ain't had no supper, and I was just thinking.
Hey, you just come along with me, Whitey. My sister Liz is a waitress over at the cafe.
Well, by golly, that's the best news I heard since we got there. Do they serve good steaks?
The best in the state.
Well, jump in here, Minish. Let's go.
But Whitey, what about Jesse James?
Oh, to heck with him. If he wants to see me, he's got to come over to Lich's Cafe. May you compare Jesse James with a steak dinner.
Howdy, Cousin Elmer.
Hello, Tom.
The Lightning Jim and his deputy just came in town.
Well, that's mighty interesting, Elmer.
Yes, it is.
There goes the sweet deputy in the cafe.
Well, I'm sorry you can't join me, Elmer. I reckon I'll go over to the cafe for a bite.
Wait at the room and host.
See you later, Elmer.
All right, Tom.
Well, looks like there might be some excitement in the Center Cafe. Will Whitey meet up with the famous Jesse James? And what about Missouri Mike and Boots? The rest of this thrilling story will come in part two, which will follow immediately. And now for part two of this Lightning Jim adventure, Jesse James helps the Marshals. Following a train robbery at Cottonwood Junction, United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy Whitey Lawson come to the nearby town of Center. The fame of the James boys caused them to be blamed for nearly every bank and train holdup that occurred. Taking advantage of this situation, an outlaw known as Missouri Mike and his partner Boots Bragg, a former member of the James gang, organized a band of his own. They held up the train at Cottonwood Junction and planned another holdup. But they did not know that the real Jesse James and his brother Frank were also in town. Bud Larkin, a conductor on the railroad, took Whitey to the Center Cafe, where Bud's sister Liz waits on table. Mike and Boots are seated at the counter.
Another cup of coffee, sister?
Sure.
Find out anything, Mike?
Yeah. It's going out tonight.
Here you are, mister.
Well, thanks, beautiful.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Boots, there's a gal at his real craze.
They're all alike. Best way to keep out of trouble is to keep away from women.
Not me. I like them and I can handle them, too.
You can't trust them. What's your plan, Mike?
Hello, Bud.
Howdy, Liz. Howdy.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Liz. I want you to meet a friend of mine. This is Whitey Larson.
Howdy, mister. Glad to know you.
Oh, thank you, and I'm pleased to meet you too, by golly.
Hey, Liz, I told Whitey you had the best steak dinners in the whole state.
You know, miss, there's only one thing I like better than a big, juicy steak.
What's that, mister?
Two of them.
Well, if you can eat them, we've got them. You want all the trimmings too?
Oh, sure thing.
All right. How about you, Bud?
Oh, the same.
Two steers in a pasture and give them all you've got.
You got the nice sister, Bud.
Yep, Liz is a great kid. We'll sit there at the end of the counter, Whitey.
Sure, that's all right. See, you see them two yiggers at the other end of the counter?
Yeah.
They've been watching us pretty close.
They look like tough customers, if you ask me.
Sure, I want to keep an eye on them.
Hey, give me a hunk of pie.
Coming up, mister.
Yeah, well, come on.
I'd like to have
some. Here you
are.
Thanks, sister.
Hey, Boots.
Yeah?
See them two hombres that just came in?
Yeah.
The fat one is the conductor that was on that train at Cottonwood Junction.
Yeah. You're right, Mike.
Just a cup of coffee, man.
Say, Mike.
Yeah?
That hombre that just asked for coffee.
Well, what about him?
It's him.
Jesse James?
Yeah.
Come on. What do you want, Bud?
I reckon we'd like some more bread and coffee.
Right.
What's the trouble, Whitey? Don't you like the steak?
Sure, but I was just looking at them two yiggers.
Yeah, looks like they're watching this chap below us.
Yeah. Choking him, and
what's the matter?
Them yiggers is pulling guns. Hey, put them guns back!
Liz.
Yes.
You all right?
Sure. Yeah. Them two just at the start of the shooting went out the back door. Well, you want your coffee now?
God, that's good, all right. Say, Liz, you got plenty nerve, I tell you that.
Let's have some light.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a candle now.
Well, that's better. Anybody here get hit?
I reckon not. Everybody's standing up.
Thanks, partner. I reckon you kept them coyotes from drilling me in the bank.
Yeah, and I'm certainly glad they didn't get you, mister.
Yeah, so am I.
Hey, here comes the sheriff.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, Sheriff, I think you missed a good fight.
Yes? Yep, you sure did,
well,
Sheriff.
Who started the shooting?
Well, it was this way, Sheriff. When me and Whitey came in, there was two hombres sitting at the counter.
Yes?
Me and Whitey were sitting here at the end.
I see.
Then another fella came in.
Uh-huh.
And the first two pulled guns and was aiming to shoot him in the back.
Yo, I was kind of suspicious and I kept my eye on them.
Yeah, Whitey seen him draw. So he drawed too and hollered at him, and then the shooting started.
Anybody hit?
Nope. And that's a miracle.
Sure was a miracle.
Which way did them hombres go?
They went out through the kitchen.
Well, where's the fella they were shooting at?
Right here, sir.
Well, did you know who it was?
Didn't have time to notice.
Oh. What's your name, mister?
Tom Howard. My home is in Meadville.
Tom Howard, I'm even. Well, come on, boys. We'll get up another posse and see if we can pick up the trail of them varmints.
About time you was getting here, Jesse.
Frank, we got some work to do.
Are we robbing the bank or a train this time?
Well, not so fast. I went in the cafe and two Jaspers sitting at the counter drawed guns and was aiming to drill me in the back.
What?
Yeah. There was a Swede at the counter, too. He saw him and drawed, too. Yelled at him and the lead began flying.
Did you get him?
No, I reckon not. The lights were shot out and when the smoke cleared, they was gone.
Any idea who they was?
Yeah. When the Swede yelled, I turned, and there was our old friend, Boots Bragg.
Boots Bragg?
Yep.
And the other one?
Missouri Mike.
So that's the lay of the land, eh?
Yeah. We've been hearing a lot about Mike and his gang.
Sure, and we're getting blamed for their jobs, too.
If we had all our boys here, we'd clean up on them fast.
Yeah, but wait till you hear what I found out.
What?
There's a gold shipment going out tonight on the train.
Well, that is interesting. This might be our chance to meet up with Mike and Boots.
All right now. Quiet, boys. Right. Now listen.
Yeah.
We're taking that gold train tonight.
Sure, right, we're with Mike. You, Mike.
Hey, tell them about who we met at the cafe, Mike.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a laugh out of this, boys.
Yeah.
Me and Boots was eating in the cafe, and who walks in but Jesse James?
Yeah, that's right.
What? Boots knowed him right off.
Yeah. We was aiming to drill him when a Swede at the counter opened up on us.
Oh, right, what happened?
Wait. Everybody started shooting, and me and Boots got out by the back door.
Did you get Jesse?
Don't know about that. But if we did, we'll be hearing about it plenty.
Yeah. And, tell him about the note to the sheriff.
This is good. When we heard about the gold shipment, I got me an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote a note to the sheriff and told him the James gang was aiming to hold up the train at Red Rock.
Well, what's the idea, man?
I'm aiming to hold up the train at the bridge over Sand Creek. That's 5 miles to the side of Red Rock.
Yeah. The sheriff and his posse will be waiting for the James gang at Red Rock while we're taking the gold at Sand Creek.
That's all right.
And even if Jesse is dead, the sheriff won't be missing a chance to get the rest of the James gang. Come on now. Let's get moving.
All right.
Well, Lightning, what do you think of that note to the sheriff?
Let me read it again. If you want to get the James gang, go to Red Rock. That's where they're aiming to hold up the gold train tonight. And it's signed, an enemy of Jesse James.
Gallish, that sounds like there might be a trap.
Yeah.
Sure, but remember, Jesse James has got plenty of enemies who would double-cross him in a minute.
Lennon, can you think that note is genuine?
Well, can't be sure, of course. But we can't overlook it, neither.
Well, what do you reckon we'd ought to do?
Well, Whitey told me all about the shooting at the cafe, but Sheriff, your posse didn't pick up the trail of them two gunmen.
No, dad rat it, and I'll bet they was a couple of the James boys.
Yeah, sure they was.
Well, what become of the stranger they were shooting at?
Yeah, I don't know. Clean forgot about him. He said his name was, Tom Howard from Meadville.
You are, that's right.
Well, we got to decide on a definite plan of action.
Well, we'll do whatever you say, Lightning.
All right, Sheriff, get your men and go to Red Rock. Stay there until the train goes by. If this note's right and the James gang show up, well, you know what to do.
You bet.
Whitey, you and me are going to ride on that train.
You're?
And I'll be honest conductor. We're due to pull out in an hour.
I'll meet you boys at the train.
Hey, what you going to do, Lightning?
I'm going to ask the railroad to hold up the gold shipment and let the train go through.
That's a good idea, Lightning. I sure hope some James boy shows up at Red Rock.
Howdy, mister. Ain't seen you since the big shooting.
That's right, ma'am. Say, you're all dressed up in Sunday clothes.
Yeah, going down to Ardmore to see my sister for a couple of days.
Oh, I see. Going out on the train tonight?
Sure. I'm waiting for my brother, Bud. He's the conductor.
Oh.
Oh, here he is now. I'm all ready, Bud.
Listen, Liz. Something's come up, and I don't think you'd better go on this train.
What?
You can go tomorrow just as well.
But why can't I go tonight?
Well, there might be a holdup.
A holdup?
Yeah. The sheriff got a note saying the James boys was going to hold up the train at Red Rock.
Do you think they will?
I don't know. But Lightning Jim is fixing it so the gold shipment won't go out.
You mean the train ain't going neither?
Oh, sure, the train's going.
Well, I'm going too.
No, you ain't. You'll wait till tomorrow, and that's final. I'll see you when I get back.
Well. Can you imagine my...
Pardon me, miss, but I couldn't help overhearing your talk. Your brother is right. You don't want to be on no train that might be held up.
Darn them James boys. If I had to meet up with them, I'd give them something that would burden their ears off.
Come on, Frank. Out of here.
Say, what's all the rush? Where are we going, Jesse?
For a little train ride.
A train ride? What's the idea?
I was just over to the cafe and heard the conductor talking to his sister.
Yeah?
He said the sheriff got a note saying that James boys was going to hold up the train at Red Rock.
Oh, so that's it, eh? Now, who do you reckon sent that note?
Well, lesson I'm powerful wrong, I'd say it was Missouri Mike and Boots.
Yeah. They're aiming to hold up the train and put the blame on us again.
Right, and we've got to beat them to the draw.
Well, what's your idea?
Well, since we haven't got our boys with us, we'll ride on that train. Maybe we can catch up with Mike and Boots and help the law badges at the same time.
That's good. Jesse James on the side of law and order.
Yes.
What's your plan, Lightning?
Well, I'm riding in the express car. Whitey, you go in one of them coaches with the passengers.
Yeah, sure, Lightning.
All right, boys. We're ready to go. All aboard! Yep. Say, Whitey, I'm
going
to go take up
tickets.
You
kind of
stay here with
him. Yeah, all right, boy.
That'll
do that. Well, hello there, Mr. Howard.
Howdy, mister.
Where are you going?
Why, to Ardmore. Pardon me, but I don't remember your name.
Whitey Larson.
Well, Mr. Larson, this is my cousin, Elmer Jones.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Jones.
Howdy.
Oh, I see an empty seat over there. I think I'll take it. Well, I hope you have a nice trip.
Yeah, thanks. And the same to you.
The bridge over Sand Creek.
How do we work, Mike?
Jake covers the engineer. Joe and Pete get the gold in the express car.
Yeah.
Me and Boots will take the coaches.
Sure. We got you.
And while we're working, the sheriff and his posse will be waiting for the James boys at Red Rock.
Yeah.
Pretty good. There she comes.
Well, With them logs across the track, she's got to stop.
Stopping here for
whenever
happy.
Well, Jesse, this is it.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, what? This is a holdup. Hold on. Come on, come on, mister.
Get away from
me. Put that pocketbook in the bag.
Listen, this is my property. You can't be doing it.
Mike, we better get out of here. Sounds like trouble.
Take off your hands, mister.
Why, you?
Good work, Hannah. You got Missouri Mike.
Sure, and you got the order of Mr. Howard. See, these are the same 2 years that was in the cafe.
Yeah, I reckon we both got even with them coyotes that was going to kill us both in the back.
Whitey, did you get them? Sure, there they are.
Good work, Whitey.
Well, they were tapping outside. Lightning.
Well, there was 3 of them out there.
And Lightning Jim drilled them all.
Lightning Jim.
Quiet, all of you. Did you shoot both these Jaspers, Whitey?
No, I killed this one here. His name is Missouri Mike.
And the other one?
The fella that's wounded there. Well, I don't know who he is.
Well, I do. Whitey, this is Boots Bragg. Used to belong to the James gang.
That's the James boys.
I'm Boots Bragg, all right. But I'm dying. So you won't be hanging me.
Yeah, well, that'll save the state some money, Boots. By the way, Whitey, how'd you know this other Jasper is Missouri Mike?
Right, that's what Mr. Howard said his name was.
Mr. Howard?
Yo, he was the fella I told you about in the cafe. Well, he was on the train, and when these eagers come in, I shot Mike, and he got the order of him.
Where is this Mr. Howard?
Hey, Mr. Howard? Well, see, that's funny. Why, he was here just a minute ago.
Yeah, why, he and that fella that was with him just got off the train.
Listen, Law Badge. He fooled you plenty. His name ain't Hart.
Is that so? Well, if you know so much, who was he?
That was Jesse James.
A real Jesse?
Jesse James? You've been yemming it.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.